Blog Talk Radio.
Saturday. I am your host, Taruk Fashaw, and I would like to welcome you all to the final episode of the Elementary of Tarot, Exploring the Major Arcana. After all of these months, we have finally come to the final episode. I am so excited and sad at the same time. You know, this has been a very long journey, a very beautiful journey that I have, you know, experienced going through these cards one by one. I have learned so much, and I know you guys have also learned so much by listening in with us and just going through these cards, you know, one by one and just exploring the world of tarot and the minor and major. So you guys can find us also on social media, on Instagram, on Twitter and Facebook, all at Triple Chalice Tarot. Okay, well, let's get it started with the final two cards, okay? And they are the Judgment and the World card. So let's get started with the Judgment card. Now, when we look at the Judgment card, this is a card that symbolizes a rebirth, a reawakening. When we look at the cards, at the symbolism, we see in the traditional right away it, these people, men, women, and children, they are nude, and they are kind of blue-tinted, symbolizing they've been dead, and they are resurrecting from the dead out of their graves. And on the top of the card or in the sky, you see the Archangel Gabriel, okay? Now, this is very symbolic, okay? When you look at the Judgment card, this is a card of a reawakening, of new ideas, of a purification, looking at things in a new light, in a new perception, okay? This is a card that symbolizes you've taken time out to yourself and you have opened yourself up to new ideas, new opportunities, new things in your life. This is you looking at the world with new eyes and a new vision. Literally, you have removed the shell or the skin, like the snake skin, off of yourself, okay? So this is like a caterpillar turning into a butterfly. You have died, and now you are reborn a new person, brand new. You have brand new ideas, brand new feelings about things, you know? So this card is definitely speaking about having cleansed, being cleansed, being reborn, okay? This is a card about basically letting go of the past negative things that have happened to you. So if things have happened that, you know, have taken you to a negative route, this is a card about letting that go and reawakening and resurrecting and, you know, starting fresh from the start, okay, without having those past judgments or those past transgressions move forward with you and bring you down, okay? So this is a card about being clean, about a cleansing. It may even speak about having a spiritual cleansing, you know, where you use things like sage or you take baths, you know, and purify and cleanse yourself. But basically is letting go of these past things and moving forward with a new perception of the world, okay, where you're not letting these past things dictate where you're going or making you feel like you're not worthy of new opportunities and new things that are coming into your life. So definitely, you know, this is a card about stepping forward and moving on with a clean slate, okay? So basically everything before this figurative death does not matter anymore. You're starting brand new. Now, when we look at the reversal of the Judgment card, this is a card about fearing change. Okay, this is a card also about being hard on yourself. This is a card where you're basically looking at the past things and you're basically punishing yourself. You're beating yourself up because of things that have happened in the past, and you're basically putting yourself in a rut. You know, you're just in this negativity and you just don't know what to do. So this is a card about having that inner darkness take over you, having your negativity and whatever demons or skeletons you have in your closet take over your life, you know. So this card is basically letting you know in the reversal that these are the things that you're letting affect you, you know. And also this is a card about self-deception in the reversal, because if you're letting these, you know, inner darkness, ideas, nightmares, memories, things that people have told you in the past, things that you have experienced or have done that may not be so good, you're letting that take over you, and it's deceiving you into not being the upright position of the Judgment card, and cleansing yourself and letting go of that, because things, you know, things like that, things that you may have done in your past, bad things that you have done in your past, they don't define you as a human. It's what you do now, okay? And making the decisions now is what basically, you know, defines your character as a person. Okay, so let's move on to the next card and the last card, which is the World card. Now, the World card, you know, this is a great card. This is a card that signifies a satisfactory outcome of a cycle. This is a card about completion. Now, when we look at the symbolism of this card, we see a woman. Okay, she is standing. Well, it looks like she is in the air, and she's surrounded by this green wraith, okay? And this signifies, you know, success. It signifies completion. And you have these four animals, okay? And these are the signs of the zodiac, which is Leo, Taurus, Aquarius, and Scorpio. But they're represented by the lion, the bull, the cherub, and the eagle. So that is what they are. Okay, so the upright position of the World card signifies, once again, a satisfactory outcome. It signifies a cycle, success, you know, completion. It signifies having full self-awareness and good reputation. So this is a card that is basically saying, you know, you have had achievements, okay? A project, anything that you have been working on, a relationship, you know, has taken its course, okay, and it's complete, it's completion, okay. So this is a card about, you know, a cycle being successful. So if you may have had a business or a brand new business, and, you know, it has been extremely successful, and you have come full circle, you have now seen the things that you have wished for, that you first started, you know, in your mind, have now manifested in full form, you know, in the physical form, okay? This is a card, you know, that is speaking of having full self-awareness as far as, like, knowing yourself, knowing your destiny, knowing the things that you are into, knowing what moves you, what you can work on that will make you successful. And this is a card, you know, about having a good reputation, about people trusting you, about people confiding in you and knowing that they can rely on you, okay? So this is a very good card about success, about being successful and having the knowledge in yourself and having the confidence in yourself as a person that other people begin to rely on you, and you have this good reputation, you know, people speaking well on you. So, yeah, this card is about luck, you know, anything positive, anything that has to do with an accomplishment, you know, this card is for you. So it is a very extremely positive card. It's like the ribbon, you know, at the end, okay? That's what it is with the World card. Now, when we look at the reverse of the World card, now this card, the reverse is saying that you have a fear of success, okay? You're not successful. You fear what you want. You know, you fear that power. You fear yourself at the top, okay? This is a card also of lacking willpower in the reversal, when you don't have the strength in yourself to move and get up and make things happen and create the things necessary for you to be successful. You just want to, you know, stay lying down. You want to stay stagnant because of your own fear, you know, and then you look at into other people who are successful and you're jealous and envious of them. This can come out from the reversal of the World card, you looking at other people and being jealous of their success, but at the same time, you don't want to stand up and work on your own situation, okay? So, you know, this card is also about false appearances. So basically, you not being truthful, you pretending to be one thing and you're the other, you know, basically a liar, a fraud, okay? The opposite of a good reputation is you not being trustworthy, people not being able to confide in you and look to you, okay? So, you know, the World card in reversal is saying that whatever project you have is not anywhere near completion. The cycle is not in movement. There is stagnation. Okay. So, yeah. So with that, you guys, we have finished our 78 cards. We have ended our Elementary of Tarot journey. Okay. And with this, you guys, I would like to let you guys go. I'm your host, Tarupa Shaw. You guys can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, all at Triple Chalice Tarot. We will have many more shows to come in the future. You guys can listen to our archive. We have over 60 shows. We've been doing this for a very long time now. And, yeah, stay tuned for the Midweek Tarot on Wednesday, which we will continue doing. And, yeah, so with that, you guys, I want to wish you all a good evening, and I will see you on the next one. Good night.